Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe is crucial. I believe that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot ought to look at and consider the question, will the church in America survive? Is it possible that we're watching the demise of the church in the United States of America? George Barna, the Barna Report, a little less than a year ago, said that out of 300,000 churches in America, 1 out of 5 would close in 18 months. That is about 60,000 churches. We're watching that on the fast track today across our nation. Churches that once were alive and thriving are today closed and for sale and are being demolished, renovated, or changed into some corporate entity other than a church. We're watching the foundations of America today being destroyed by the religion of wokeism, as one writer calls it. And that wokeism simply means to the indoctrination of the churches, the schools, the hospitals, the military, and every branch today is that woke religion of wokeism that's destroying the morals, ethics, and the values of America. So it's not only can or will the church survive, but is it possible that America will not survive as a result of it? And may I say very hastily and answer to that question, lest we recognize the downward spiral that we're in and turn back to God, turn back to God's word, pray and seek God's face and ask God to heal our land. I think we're watching the demise of not only our churches, but we're watching the demise of our great nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, the wokeism, the woke religion, permeates our schools today, not just our military and our hospitals and medical associations, but, ladies and gentlemen, it's our schools. But let's go back and talk about that as how it's affecting some things in our nation, some things in our state. You recall the battle that's recently been taken, the battle that's recently been had and squaring off with the state of Florida and Walt Disney or Disney World, Disneyland. Disney is woke. In fact, they brag about pushing the sodomite agenda. They brag about sexualizing our children. They brag about the recruiting into the LGBTQ agenda. And as a result of that, they're laying off about 7,000 people job-wise. They are watching a major diminishing of the bottom line figures. And as a result of the new legislation that's already been signed into law by the governor, they're going to have to go back and pay about $700 million in taxes on the properties in the state of Florida that they'd been, how would you say, exempt from for 50 some odd years. So I believe that it's time we recognize that there is a cost to this wokeism. But may I say to you, I believe there's a need for Christians and conservatives to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. But when it comes to our schools, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that from kindergarten through grad school, we're finding the woke religion permeating everything that's said and done. Our schools are woke. Christian parents, ladies and gentlemen, are being demeaned and prosecuted if they go before a school board asking questions in relationship to the sodomite agenda that's being promulgated on our children. Do you realize in some of the schools, ladies and gentlemen, and it's being pushed across America, and it could be in many schools that we're not aware of, that teachers and school counselors have the free hand of starting the process of transgenderism for your son or your daughter, our grandkids, without a parent's knowledge or consent? And when parents find out that is taking place and then challenge the school board about that, the school board then squeals, and according to the Merrick Garland's, I believe it was either 26 pages or 32-page memoranda of a year and a half ago to the FBI, the FBI then considers that parent a domestic terrorist. We've had in the past 6 or 8 months now, past year in particular, we've had about 3, 4, or 5 parents that have been searched out, persecuted, and prosecuted because of being domestic terrorists, because they simply said no to the school board and what the school board was doing in relationship to their students. I'm looking at an article that says, Arizona school board members says district should reject hiring of any teachers from a Christian school with Christian values. Quote, it's not safe, the school board member said. Let me read you 2 or 3 brief paragraphs that should shock your socks off. An Arizona school board member wearing cat ears during a meeting said that she would oppose having a contract with a Christian university over the religious and biblical beliefs they espouse. The Washington Elementary School District, which serves students in Phoenix and Glendale areas, had an ongoing contract with the Arizona Christian University for 5 years, enabling their student teachers to be placed in schools for field experience. The contract opened up opportunities for recruitment and hiring. On February 23rd, the board agreed on a motion to dissolve the partnership with the Christian University. According to the article, Fox News Digital asked the school board whether they had a bias against Christian beliefs, and they said, quote, the board's decision to discontinue its partnership with Arizona Christian University was based on the board's commitment, based on the board's commitment to create a safe place for the LGBTQ students, staff, and community. This includes not knowingly entering into a partnership with any organization that explicitly discriminates against protected classes covered by our non-discrimination policies. Let me stop there for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that we're not going to have anything to do with the Christian school because Christian schools, Christian university in this case, where they would have Christian teachers that would then contract with the school board, the public school board, to allow the teachers to have in-classroom field experience for their need to go further for the licensure, et cetera, to teach. Now they're saying you can't do that, and they're brazen enough to say that we're not continuing that contract because of the philosophies, the ideologies, and the theology of the Christian school. During the school board meeting, a school board member blasted the university over its Christian beliefs and said she was disheartened to learn about the contract that had been ongoing for some 5 years. The school board member describes herself as a bilingual, disabled, queer, black, Latino, end quote. My concern is, the school board member says, my concern is when I go to Arizona Christian University's website, they're committed to Jesus Christ. Listen, there's no blatantness anymore. There's no trying to cover it up anymore. She says openly in the school board meeting that on the Arizona Christian University website, it says that we are committed to Jesus Christ, accomplishing his will, advancement, and his advancement on earth and in heaven. Part of their values, this school board member is complaining, part of their values is to transform the culture with truth by promoting the biblical-informed values that are fundamental to the Western civilization, including the centrality of family, traditional sexual morality, and lifelong marriage between one man and one woman, end quote. Quote, I want to know how bringing teachers from an institution like that, speaking of Christian institution, ingrained with their values so directly brings impact to three of your board members who are part of the LGBTQ community. Ladies and gentlemen, she's saying that the board, school board that they're dealing with there in Arizona, has three of the members that are queers. They're sodomites. They're LGBTQ, as it is politely designated today. And she's asking the question in a demeaning fashion, since she's saying since this Christian University believes in Jesus Christ, promoting moral values, promoting sexuality between one man, one woman, and a commitment of marriage, that we can't have that in the school. She goes on to say, because if we're bringing people in whose mission has been and their institution's education, that very plainly stated on their website, that above all else, it was to influence people for biblical-minded to be biblically-minded, end quote. How does that hold space for our members on the LGBTQ community? How does that space for people who think differently and do not have the same beliefs have a place in society? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good article as an example of the wokeism, the religion of wokeism today. And the problem is that churches and schools and military and hospitals and doctors all bowing to the societal demands of the demonic wokeness that's controlling our nation today and demoralizing and destroying the very warp and woof of the foundation of America. We're destroying our nation's values today as a result of it. I'm looking at one article that says, a teacher boasts of indoctrinating students into gender ideology. A New Jersey teacher has been giving her students lessons on gender ideology, posting videos and her instructions to them online, has bragged about indoctrinating her students, end quote. Fox News featured a profile of the teacher who has been recording videos of her fourth grade students listening to and responding to her lectures on they and them and the proper pronouns for the LGBTQ community. The report explained that the art teacher in a charter school system, specifically the Whittier Middle School in Camden, and has faced accusations she is grooming her students for the LGBTQ community. What she is doing, she said on one of her live videos, is, quote, indoctrinating my students. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not secret anymore. It's not in the closet anymore. It's out of the closet, in your face, and brazen. And so the question is, with that continuing to run rampant and nothing seemingly being done in relationship to the conservatives, the moral, the ethical community, but simply embracing it and bowing to it, how should we then live? As Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 10, Ezekiel asked the question, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible today for this religion of wokeism to continue to run rampant and nothing be said or done, but just open embracing it? Because most Christians have the philosophy, well, we don't want to look ugly, mean, or bad. We need to obey the government. We need to bow and bend at whatever the governmental bureaucracies say, whatever the public school system says, whatever the hospital, the doctors might demand, whatever the military might say. Somehow, some way, Christians and conservatives have been groomed into believing that we need to bow to it and accept it and embrace it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not true biblically. Realize that government is instituted by God. And government that's instituted by God is to prosecute evil and protect good. And we've watched the reversal of that today. And yet multitudes of Christians and pastors and churches and religious organizations and Christian schools say, what if the government says that we need to do it? We're watching the religion of wokeism overtaking, undermining, and destroying biblical Christianity in our nation, undermining and destroying our churches today through wokeism, the religion of wokeism. Looking at a headline, Christian school in Kansas City gets woke with LGBTQIA+ messaging and goes broke. We'll read a portion of this in just a moment, but let's take our caller. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I think what we see now, brother, is, remember years ago, that they canceled people going on the playground, the kids, because they were going to be bullied. Everybody has to have a trophy. And they stopped a lot of common sense that you and I participated years ago, and it wasn't harmful. It was beneficial because you know how to defend yourself and you develop a character. Now you got all this spineless, godless society, all grown up, that nobody can say anything. You call it by the wrong pronouns. they accuse you of whatever the stupidity they think it is. And even professor has been kicked out of positions because mm-hmm. they only believe in male and female. So I guess these people are the ones that are in power. They grown up spineless, cowardless, godless, and they are in positions, not because of the merits or because how bright they are. My wife works in one of the biggest clinics here in town, and she has been bypassed by others, people that had no qualifications based on knowledge or, let's be honest, the IQ, only because of the color of the skin mm-hmm. and because of this perverted sexual orientation. That's the only reason. And she had to train him. My wife doesn't care because she's a faithful Christian. She said, you know what? God's in control. But yeah. we have become to that point where it's no, you know, your brain, your qualifications, it's your sexual orientation. So we trying to be inclusive, even though that person had no clue what they're doing and they had to be trained. But they are in positions, managers, leaders, and you name it. And nobody can say anything because if you say something, you are called bigoted, racist, homophobic. And I blame the people that know the truth because many churches, you cannot be political. Since when? Who was David? Who was Joseph? Who was all those great men of the Bible? They were in positions of leadership, leading the people. I better have you, brother, as the mayor of Jacksonville. That's somebody that is an unbeliever. But I don't know who taught us that we cannot get into politics. To me, that's mind-boggling. So we let the field open, and you got all these godless people in position, dictating and ruling to all of us as to how to live. They're nonsense. And I think that's what's going on in America. And it's time for the church to wake up and say, wait a minute, I can be a mayor Amen. Without compromising my beliefs. I can Amen. Be a representative without compromising my beliefs. If I'm a one-term official, so be you got a guess that he calls sometimes. I love to hear this guy. Because he is what we are supposed to stand for, family, mm-hmm. values, traditions, and everything. You let the weak people, and this is the result, unfortunately. So it's time for us to change the tide and tell the people, if you are a faithful, devout Christian, there's nothing wrong. There's not a sin for you to participate in politics, as long as you don't compromise your biblical principles. What do you take on that, brother? And I'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Jose, you're exactly right, and you articulated it well. Hit the nail spot on. It is the position that I take also, that we cannot compromise our values. We cannot compromise our faith. We cannot compromise the biblical truths. And yet we find embracing this wokeism, this agenda of gender fluidity, we find even the churches today that's embracing that with the mindset that somehow, some way, we've got to love them, bring them in, embrace them, let them be a part of the fellowship of believers, and that will rot the entire congregation. And yet multitudes of pastors are doing that. Multitudes of churches of all denominations, every mainline denomination in America, have in some fashion embraced the sodomite lifestyle known as the LGBTQ. Here's an answer that I believe we need to listen up and understand. Jose, listen, and for the rest of our audience today, headline: Christian school in Kansas City gets woke with LGBTQIA+ messages and go broke. And a Christian school in Missouri has learned that the hard way that alienating donors with diverse ideological posturing can lead to bad outcomes. The Urban Christian Academy in Kansas City is closing its doors at the end of the school year after losing 80% of its funding due to its position and adoption of embracing the LGBTQI+ affirming messages. The acronym LGBTQI+ stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning intersex, asexual, and aromatic agenda. The UCA, that's the school, is a private K-8 Christian school with an enrollment of 100-plus students, providing a tuition-free, rigorous, and equitable education, according to the website. The school's troubles began last year after it amended its long mission statement to include a paragraph that read in part, "We are an affirming school. We stand with the LGBTQIA+ community and believe in their holiness. Now, this is coming from a Christian school. We embrace them, that's the Sodomite community, and believe in their holiness. We celebrate the diversity of God's creation in all of its varied and beautiful forms. The main page of the Christian school website now proclaims, "We're proudly affirming school," with the words affirming spelled out in rainbow colors. Critics argue that the LGBTQ and agenda-affirming ideology leads to moral confusion and does nothing to provide a basic education for children or help them move up the economic ladder in life. The article further states, as a result of their stand, donations dropped off about 80%. Churches stopped supporting the school. It was just that we anticipated a 50% loss of funding, but made an adjustment, she said. We had an 80% loss in funding, and that was just too much to overcome. The UCA financially crushed after most members of its eight churches stopped donating. Quote, "We lost our network of donors," this article says. Right before the publicly supported LGBTQ community, they raised $333,985. 1 year later, it received only $14,000 and had to close their doors. That's the way, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to take a stand against these issues. If we're supporting any institution, whether it's a church denomination, whether it's a school, or whether it is an organization where it's funded by donations and tuitions out of pocket, stop. Just as I've said now for quite some time, stop visiting Disney, stop buying the Disney tickets, stop buying the Disney dolls, stop buying the Disney marked items so that we can say to them, we're not going to let you use God's money out of our pocket to support undermining, tearing down, and destroying our great nation called the United States of America. Our schools are now woke. Christian parents are now domestic terrorists. And if anyone questions the Sodomite lifestyle in our schools, or if they question the academic agenda being destroyed, then they're banished from the schools and are considered terrorists. Dr. Dobson warns voters are perverted vision of America are being pushed by the White House. There's a perverted version or vision of America, and it's being pushed by the White House, according to Dr. Dobson. He explained that our nation's sons and daughters and grandchildren are being given a perverted version of American history by those who slander our founding fathers, slander our national heroes, who gave their lives and fortunes for our freedom. It says the distortion of truth is running rampant in our schools, our media, and major outlets, he said, giving a sampling that their radical lies are destroying our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what's on the horizon. The woke religion now spreads across America. The woke religion today, pushing and promulgating the drag queen programs, performing before our nation's 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10 and 12-year-olds, with gleeful parents supporting them. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem when we have parents supporting that sort of charade, doing nothing but masquerading as entertainment, but destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of our kids and our grandkids. We need to realize that it's time for we Christians, conservatives, to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, stand. Ephesians 6:13 reminds us. Our churches are now woke, embracing the LGBTQ agenda, embracing the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle of what is taking place in our nation today. It is very, very dangerous. I'm looking at an article that is frightening. We can talk about the church in England. We can talk about churches in America. We can talk about the different denominations that's embracing the Sodomite lifestyle. But here's an article. The Pope says that homosexuality is not a crime or a sin. Archbishop of New York contends same-sex relationships are not sinful. Two top global leaders, church leaders, are sparking controversy with comments that seem to accept homosexuality without officially endorsing it. Pope Francis is criticizing any laws that criminalize homosexuality behavior as unjust saying God loves all people just as they are. Further declaring that such laws are unjust, Francis said the Catholic Church should work to put an end to laws that restrict homosexual behavior. It's coming out of the mouth of the Catholic Pope. It must do this, he said. The Pope said bishops who support the laws of those that discriminate against the LGBTQ community should recognize the dignity of everyone, and homosexuality is not a sin. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little illustration of where we are. But the Church of England officials boast of compromise on biblical marriage. This article says the Church of England has confirmed he sees no sin in sexual immorality. Christian Concerns documented the comments, which came after the church officially said it would not allow gay marriage, but said it would recognize and bless same-sex couples. It goes on to say what they've done, why they've done it, etc. Part of the article said, well, what are we saying is that physical and sexual intimacy belongs in committed, stable, faithful relationships, and therefore we are committed, stable, faithful relationships between two people of the same sex. We're in a position where those people can be welcomed fully into the life of the church on the terms of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, we're ignoring God's word. God destroyed two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, according to Genesis 19, not because of their lack of hospitality, as the Sodomites say, but because of the Sodomite lifestyle. God destroyed two cities. In Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 32 in particular, God has given them over to a reprobate mind. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, a homosexual cannot go to heaven unless he says yes to Jesus Christ and forsakes his sin. It's an impossibility. And yet that is being promulgated in America today. And the major, major problem is, as one writer put it, the writer says this, America is abandoning God. America is now a humanistic culture, but not yet totally humanized culture. Neither we as Christians as a nation, and how to do this is makes us vulnerable. Most Christian nations criticize citizens, obey God, and follow his ways. The founding fathers of the early Puritans and Pilgrims are turning over in their graves for what Christians and citizens today, as well as previous generations, have allowed to take place and happen in the morals and ethics and values in America. Ladies and gentlemen, if we stand against the enemy, there will be repercussions. I'm looking at an article that says pastor is fired and secretly reported to the government terror watch list simply because he took a stand against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. But I believe it's time that we do not compromise. I believe it's time we take a stand. I believe it's time we put on the whole armor of God and pray and seek God's face, confess our sins, and ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CT.